Chapter 3. Charlotte looked up at him, shocked. Surely she hadn't just heard him say, unkissed. But what else could it have been? Untwist? Unhissed? Unswissed? Nothing else made sense. She asked, "You mean to kiss me?" "I believe that's what I just said. Yes." "Here? Now?" He nodded. "That was the idea."
"But why?"
He seemed bemused by the question.
"For the usual reason."
"Persuasion, I suppose you mean. You must think me easily swayed. One dose of your masculine lip elixir, and I'll be cured of any doubt. Is that it?" He briefly stared into the distance before returning to meet her gaze.
"I'm going to kiss you, Charlotte, because I expect to enjoy it. And because I expect you'll enjoy it too."
His low voice did strange things to her. "You seem very certain of yourself, my lord.
And you, Miss Highwood, seem to be stalling for time."
"Stalling for time? Of all the things to say, I'm not stalling for."
He lifted an eyebrow in accusation.
"Fine." She was out of excuses. She hiked her chin, resigned. "Very well. Do your worst." The worst kiss was what she expected. That was the only reason Charlotte was allowing it, she told herself. One cold, passionless embrace would affirm the truth, that there was nothing between them. If they lacked the warmth to fuel a kiss, how could a marriage work? Perhaps he would abandon the idea here and now.
But it went all wrong, and long before his lips touched hers.
The simple power in his arms as he pulled her close. It sent a girlish, giddy thrill chasing through her body. She looked up at him, unwilling to appear afraid. However, that motion exposed the wild beating of her pulse, making her feel more vulnerable still. So she dropped her eyes to his mouth. Another mistake. The jaw which looked stern from afar framed a mouth that was wide and generous this close. So close. And then, just as she was reminding herself that this was meant to be an emotionless, unexciting embrace, she panicked and made it even worse. She wet her lips with her tongue.
"Charlotte, you fool!"
Maybe he hadn't noticed.